The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 6th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours covered your way in about 5 minutes. Well, apparently, Apple woke up today and thought, you know what? We used to do colored phones, didn't we? Maybe we should start doing that again. Yes, apparently, Tim Cook has seen a vision, and it's in color. Yes, it actually looks like we're going to be getting some blue, some gold, some orange. Yeah, orange. And red iPhones later this year. Wow, we haven't seen that many colors since the 5C, have we? That's a long time ago. Now, that's what we're probably going to see this year. As in 2020. Yeah, we're still thinking that far ahead. I don't think we're going to be seeing Intel modems in the phones anymore. Yes, according to a Israel publication, C-Tech, Apple will be ending its plan to work with Intel for 5G modems. It was actually detailed in the report that Apple has officially notified Intel it will not use the Sunny Peak 5G modem in its upcoming devices. So who knows where the modems are going to come from? Maybe Apple's in the lab working on something. Maybe it's like 8G. Doesn't everybody like free? Well, usually these days there's strings attached, and that's probably going to be the case with this. But still, though, it will be free. I'm talking about Amazon Prime for UK streaming television. According to This Is Money, it's one of UK's kind of offshoots from the Daily Mail, Amazon's actually recently posted a job listing for head of free-to-air TV and advertising that will be based out of London. Now, there has been some speculation that's saying they're trying to get its broadcasting rights for Premier League soccer. And yeah, for free, for Prime members. Don't know how well that's actually going to work. We are hearing, though, with the free, you'll have to put up with commercials during those matches. Hence, there's the things that come attached. Plus, on top of that, you're talking about free-to-air channels, BBC, ITV, you know, these kind of things. Now, I would take this with a pinch of salt. You know, it is a subsidiary of the Daily Mail. Plus, we've been hearing about these ramblings since 2014. Hey, speaking of football and continuing with news from the Premier League, yes, I know it's a tech show, but this has to do with Facebook now. Our Asia listeners might have something to look forward to. And this all comes off the heels of Facebook hiring the Eurosport CEO, Peter Hutton. You remember that? It looks like he's in negotiations to get Premier League on Facebook streaming in Asia. And it definitely looks like this one's going to be coming true because they just handed over £200 million for it. Yes, if you're living in the countries of Thailand, Vietnam, or Cambodia, the 2019-2020 season of Premier League will be yours to watch on Facebook. Of course, this is nothing new from the non-media company. They had previously actually live-streamed MSL games in La Liga, so it looks like the Premier League was the next direction. As for now, though, it's only going to be in the Asia market that we're hearing. Worldwide stream for the Premier League? Yeah, that might cost Facebook in the trillions. And finally, all of you single people out there on Tinder, and probably some of you buttheads that aren't, there's a new feature for you today, and that would be the looping GIFs, or GIF. I don't know how the hell you pronounce this. Some say GIF, some say GIF. Either one. That's right, to complete your new Tinder profile now, you can have a moving picture. And that's rolling out today in the U.S., Western Europe, and a few countries in Asia, too. Now, this actually was in testing. Sweden and Canada got it first, but apparently it was going so well, Tinder thought, well, just bring it to the masses. But of those masses, make sure you're on iOS, because it's only for iOS users to start with. We've yet to hear anything for Android. In any case, we'll probably start hearing new things instead of you don't look like your pic, you don't look like your GIF, or JIF, or whatever the hell it's called. Anyways, you don't look like that. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that's our website. Hop on over there now and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, or blog and review sections up for you there, too. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and don't forget about our BTN community. That is where the fun is to be had. Come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Of course, the British Tech Bash is also headed into the weekend. Whew, I hope you guys got your tickets. If you didn't, boy, you sure missed out. There's always next year, though. For all those going to the BTN Bash, have a great time. Have a great weekend ahead. We will be back here on Monday, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hey, it's Friday. The weekend's basically here already. Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.